Hi everyone, it's Sierra here and you're listening to the College Podcast.
Hi everyone and welcome to a new week. This episode is titled My College Decision Process. So basically in this episode, I'm going to speak about just that, how I decided what college I am currently going to or I'm enrolled in and will be attending in the fall, which is coming up in a couple of weeks now. And the reason why I started this is with being in the pandemic and everything and online learning and stuff, I felt like people in this time, just like as I said, in the pandemic and online learning, like we didn't really talk to each other as much about our college decision process. I know I was speaking with my sister, and a lot of her college decision process was based on what others were doing. And since we were all at home through like, we're actually all distance learning when like all of the, early applicants and then like the regular like Common App due date or whatever was due like that. I think it's January 1st, but I could be wrong. That time where everyone submits their application or when the application deadline is basically we are all at home. So we didn't really talk to each other as much about our college decision process or, hey, what school are you thinking about? Where are you going? Like, all of that conversation that really kind of sets the standard or the goal or really just what people look for, what they have in mind when it comes to making a decision or even applying to a school wasn't there because we were all at home and not with each other. So I thought I would kind of go over how I decided on which college I'm going to. And to be quite honest, it wasn't like I came up with a huge plan and figured it out. It was kind of just what felt right. But I really thought about it and went through and wrote down exactly how my college decision process was and how it really worked. And hopefully you can walk away with something and maybe have more information than I had when I was deciding on what college I wanted to go into. But before we dive completely in, I think I'm going to talk a little bit about my week and also think of two fun facts. So currently I'm in the middle of an 11-day work week, and tomorrow is actually my last day. And then I have a day off and then it's back to the work grind and the hustle. But I'm really excited for my one day off. And then also, yeah, so by the end of tomorrow, I will have put in a 54-hour week, which, you know, it's good. It's good to make money before college, but also, like, it's just going to be so weird to see, like, my summer income compared to being in school and my income there. So I don't know. It's kind of interesting. And when you write in, let me know how you guys deal with that and stuff. I was speaking to another girl at my work who's also going to college. She's like, I know, I just got a job, so I didn't see my bank account go to zero, which I thought it was funny how she was saying that because she's kind of similar where she's paying some of her college tuition out of pocket with her own money in the first year. So it's just kind of interesting when we're speaking about how we're trying to decide like how much money we're actually going to be spending over the school year and everything like that. So it's just kind of lost my train of thought, but we were talking about how much money we're actually going to be spending over the school year and stuff and trying to figure that out and how much we're making and just budgeting on a random thing that we don't even know. And there's so many unknowns, but that's kind of just how the world is and we've got to figure it out. So yeah, I guess that's what I took out of my 11-day work week note. For one of the fun facts, I guess I could say how I plan these podcasts. I literally have a sheet of paper that have a ton of writing on them, and I typically write them a couple days before I record, so sometimes I'm like, wait, what was I thinking about saying that? So, like, I come up with something that I want to say, almost like bullet points, but they're not bullet points. They're like bullet sentences without the bullet point, where I literally wrote down 11-day work week / et cetera. And I'm like, okay, what was that et cetera? Like, I'm trying to think of it, but, you know, we're going along with it. And then, so I guess that kind of works for a fun fact. And then the second one is, so at my work, we have a thing where if someone guesses like trivia, they get like a discount and stuff. And so we get to like write the questions for the trivia. And it's funny because people don't know if like I wrote the trivia or the company I work for wrote the trivia. People don't know. So when people guess the trivia, and these are like grown adults, they'll guess the trivia and then get it wrong. And then they'll judge my question. They're like, oh, well, that wasn't that good of a question. That's kind of a weird question. And then I like kind of call it out on that. I'm like, yeah, when I wrote that, I wrote C as to kind of a distractor. And then they like back up and they're like, wait, you wrote that question? I'm like, yeah. So I don't know. It's kind of funny just how people work and how if they get something wrong, they think it's the question's fault, but nope. So I don't know. That's something funny that I wanted to share. But let's move on or dive more deeper into my college decision process. So like I said, hopefully this helps. And because I know for people that are in senior year right now, you guys, when you go to school, you're going to be like learning about college essays and figuring this all out. So hopefully it helps because I didn't have as much help as I feel like you get normally when you're in school just because it was such a crazy year. But, you know, it's all good. And hopefully that this is just, hopefully you get better help in the college decision. I'm having troubles with that word today. I don't know why. Decision process, or I can say college deciding process and just say that. I don't know. But through the college process, more help than I did. And, you know, if you get more help, that's awesome. And hopefully this can only add to that better help. So, but first, I want to say that I am definitely not an expert. I am simply a high school graduate who has applied to a school. But no, I've taken one class through the school that I am going to because my school has an option where I can take a class through that school, but that was with an instructor or a teacher, I guess I could say, that works at the school that I, or the high school that I was at. So it's like college. Sorry, I'm just like adjusting where I'm sitting, if you could hear that in the background. But basically, it's like a college class that is taught by a teacher in my high school. So it's like the rigor and kind of the flavor of that university, but there's obviously so, so much more to that. And then, so I guess we can start off by saying kind of where I was at. So I mentioned that we were kind of going from in-person to fully distance and stuff, and life in school is kind of hectic all at the same time when we're trying to plan out our next 4 years and what university we want to go to. And I think because of COVID and stuff, so before COVID, I don't know, I definitely considered out of state as an option and stuff, but then during COVID, I felt like my world just got a little bit smaller, and so then I decided to go in state. So I live in Minnesota, and I applied to two different schools. I applied to the University of Minnesota, and then I also applied to not gonna like say the name because I don't know. I just feel like that's not good. I don't know why, but I just feel like it's not. But kind of a smaller school as well. And I actually thought when I was applying / when I was thinking about the colleges I wanted to go to, I thought I was gonna go to, we'll just call it the smaller school. I thought I would want to go to that smaller school and not the U of M. But then really when I started to tour the schools, I started to kind of change my mind, although I think I'm getting a little bit ahead of myself, but yeah, I am getting ahead of myself, but let's just proceed. So yeah, I kind of came up with those are the two schools where they're kind of in my range of where I feel like I'd fit in. And I really took right away, I was like, okay, I'm not going to apply to a school that is, I think, kind of a reach because I don't know. I watched this TED Talk a while ago, and it was about a kid who was like the top of his class and everything. And I'm not saying at all that I'm the top of my class, but I'm just using him as an example. And he got into Harvard and everything. I think he was on the wait list or something. I'm totally going by memory, so some of the details could be wrong. But he was like the top of his class. He was like the valedictorian and everything. And then when he got to Harvard, he was, well, before in class, he in high school, he was used to being number one at everything. And then when he got to Harvard, everyone was, we used to be number at one. And some schools are simply better than others. So before he used to be able to get all A's, no problem. And now he was getting like C's and D's. And I don't know, I really took that example kind of to heart because I'm like, it would be cool if I got into an Ivy League school. Like if that was even a possibility, that'd be awesome. But would I really fit in there? Would I really be learning or would I just be struggling? And again, and I would be even worse off because I'm not at that guy doing the TED Talk. I'm not at his level at all academically. So yeah. That was kind of where I decided that I wanted to go into a school that I thought would be a good fit for me, and I also wanted to go locally, which is great. So I kind of applied, or I was kind of focusing on the University of Minnesota, because it's the University of Minnesota and I live in Minnesota, and then also a smaller school closer to the U of M, kind of just that I felt had a little bit more of a comfortable feel at first, because I go to a smaller school, or I went to a smaller school, and that I would be more comfortable in a smaller college just because it seemed like already a big adjustment. So in the beginning, I really thought I was going to that smaller school, which is just interesting now because I don't know if I mentioned this. I might have not, but I am going to the University of Minnesota. So with the pandemic and everything, I truly believe that I was able to be kind of alone in the process, and that was super scary. But then looking back and kind of thinking and reflecting for this episode, I realized I wasn't in other people's lives, but I felt like, so when I was a junior, I would overhear some seniors and their conversation in the college decision process, and it just seemed like they were so scared and so controlled by the process, and everything was the biggest deal in the world, and they didn't know where to go, and they didn't know how to be, and they didn't know what was good enough, and they wanted to go to this one because their friend's going to there, and it's just like, but it's like, oh, I need to tour this college, but I can't tour this day and this day. It was like just a super intense environment, and I get it. Like I said, choosing where you're going to stay for the next 4 years and where you're going to get a degree is a huge decision, but I felt like the process of them deciding a college was more of the stressful part and not really like deciding the college itself, because either way, hopefully you guys or you all listening have figured this out by now, but life kind of sorts itself out. And again, I'm not very good at practicing what I preach here, but I've been learning to just kind of step aside and let life handle it all. And I felt like people when I was in junior year, people in senior year were not very good at letting life sort itself out, which I totally get. And they just seem so, so stressed. And I think when I was a senior, because of COVID, like we already had our stress going on. We're like picking a college seemed to kind of be like second on the list, where we were just trying to learn in a new model and then also pick a college. So I felt like we got a really unique experience where I don't want to say we got like humbled, because it's not, I don't think any of them were like intentionally being stressed or stuff. I think we just kind of like had a different formative experience, I can say. Yeah, we had a different formative experience. So that's where I really believe that being alone in the process was somewhat of a blessing, because I was able to just like not feel all the stress and really just focus on what felt right. But on the other hand, I must acknowledge, half the time I felt like I had no clue what was going on, which is not a good feeling. But would I rather be in the shoes of an individual who is so stressed out by the college process, or would I rather just kind of feel like I'm not knowing what I'm doing, but then really choose a school that I want to go to? Yeah, I choose the latter. I truly do. I think it was the best decision for me. And also, I feel like this is a good time to say, like, I spoke to two girls at my work, and they both have a couple years before they go to college. And I'm like, oh, so what are you kind of thinking about doing for a job? Like, what are your interests and stuff? And a lot of them are like, I have no clue, which is like totally fine. And they shouldn't have any clue. And I don't even know why I asked. Like, the guess is for a conversation starter. But then when I kind of like ask about like college and stuff, because they're talking about me and my college and everything, and they kind of are like, I don't know what I'm doing. I might just go here. I feel like they kind of put themselves into a certain ranking of what college they should go to, or kind of like an idea of what's set for them just because they don't know. And I think that's like kind of a sad and scary thing where people are willing to like put themselves lower or really not see their value because they simply don't know the answer. Because let's be all real, none of us really know 100% what's going on. So it wouldn't make sense to like think other people know what's going on or think otherwise. And I just thought that was really interesting when I was speaking with those two girls, how they're like, I don't know, I think I'll just go here because they don't know what's going on and that's okay. And I just think that to everyone listening, we shouldn't put pressure on people in colleges or anything because at the end of the day, they got to do what's best for them. And by the way, I'm going to have a lot of side notes like that because people can get really funky when it comes to colleges. I mean, you guys know that. Like, I don't know if any of you have watched Varsity Blues on Netflix, but people get really, really funky when it comes to college. I think it's just part of it. So we should probably start ending the cycle. And more on that. So the school I went to, it was very common a couple of years ago for kids to kind of go out of state. But now we're starting to see a lot of people going in state, where when my sister was in school, it was like everyone was going out of state. But now I'd say the majority of people are going in state. And for me, another thing is, and this is actually after I decided I wanted to go in state, my mom was speaking to somebody and he was talking about how it's really important that students go in state because we're still learning everything, and being that far away from family just sometimes isn't the best decision because we're still trying to figure things out. Like, oh my gosh, I'm sick, I need to go to the doctor. Like, there's just a lot of different stuff. And when you're family is like five some hours away, you can't like go see them anytime at like the drop of a hat or whatever, and sometimes you can just kind of feel lost because it's like you're just thrown into a new world and you got to figure it out. So fortunately, the new world I will be thrown in is not as far away as some other people's worlds, so hopefully that will be easier for me. And now this is a great point that I'm going to make is throughout me deciding what college I went to, I really blocked out everybody's opinion, like everybody's. Like, I think I asked my sister some questions and stuff, asked my mom, but like, this is the thing. And also, like I kind of mentioned about people and judgy, like if you say one thing about college, people will remember it and they'll bring it up and they'll have opinions. Like everyone and their mother will come up to you with their opinions. And I think when they're not the ones spending 4 years of their life there, you are. So I think, although like it's important to take people's like advice or like listen to people, really, I would say if you're deciding about a college to go to, do not feel bad about blocking out other people's opinions, because I would not be going to the school that I'm going to if I didn't block out other people's opinions and just focus on what I felt I needed to do. And I'm so lucky that I did that, because everyone will have an opinion. And a lot of them were like, go to that smaller school or go to a different school or do this or do that. And they wouldn't even know the whole story. Go to a community college instead for 2 years, when they didn't listen or think about how that doesn't work with what my college plan is and everything. And maybe that's the thing too, where other people can change that as well. Because I mean, like, I was 17 at the time, but a 17-year-old or 18-year-old already has enough on their plate. You don't need to add your 2 cents onto everything. And I felt like everyone was giving me like 18 cents on everything. So it was too much for me. But basically, when I was applying, to kind of get back on track, I did like the Common App like everyone else. And the one thing that I really did, which I felt like this is something I want to share, is I really wrote an essay that I was proud of. And I wrote an essay where I didn't squeeze in one accomplishment at all. I didn't talk about anything I accomplished because if they're interested, I have some stuff on my resume. They'll also ask you your accomplishments too. You can put that on there. My essay, I just wrote about a period of personal growth. And like my sister was telling me that she thought that was really unique and that they'll like that. And I hope they did. I mean, I don't know. You don't get feedback on these essays, but I mean, I was accepted into the school, but it's just, I think it's really important to just kind of like write from the heart. And then that's also good for you, because I don't think it's good for a person to write like their essay on just like every accomplishment they've done. I mean, if you were the person reading all these essays, if I were the person reading all of those essays and you handed me one that was just all about your listed accomplishments, I'd be bored and I would just stop reading. But if someone kind of just tells you a story about something they've experienced, I feel like you can find interest in that and kind of go like, oh, this person's learning. Oh, this person's growing. Oh, this person went through that. And I think that's a lot more intuitive and interesting and says more about your character and growth than like, I got first place in this, 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 and this, and I'm amazing. Bye. Like, one, I think, is a little bit deeper than the other. And I think when you have an option to go shallow or deep, you should always choose deep. So basically, I wrote that essay and then toured the University of Minnesota and the smaller college. I actually toured the smaller college first, like I said, thinking I wanted to go there. And I was really excited to like tour the college and apply and hopefully get in and go. And when I was there, I really liked the size and I really could figure out the college. Like I knew how it went. But as I was walking through, and I think this is why I don't really want to mention the name, I really didn't like the vibe there. It seemed like if a high school was made into a college, like everyone, not everyone there, but there was just like a little bit of a flavor there where I felt like it was kind of like petty stuff going on where like it was like people were still in middle school and high school, like how they're acting and stuff, kind of cliquey too. And it's a smaller school, so it can definitely be like that. It's just I went to a high school where that was common and I just wanted to explore options that worked better for me. And then I toured the U of M, and right away I felt like super comfortable. And I guess it's like kind of hard to like put it into words, but I just felt like I got it and that the atmosphere was so much better. But on the other hand, it's a huge school and it's scary because it's hard to understand. But I felt like the people there and the atmosphere was so much better, where it was such a high pro where like the low con, where like the con of not knowing anything wasn't much of a low. So that's where I was like, oh, I think I like want to apply there and I think I want to go there and that's where I want to go. And so I remember that was just kind of a cool feeling where it's like I wasn't expecting going there at all. But then when I was there, I totally changed my mind. I'm like, oh, I love this here. And I remember my tour was like a self-guided tour. It wasn't anything like fancy, but I just remember thinking like, wow, I really love this school. Like, it's just something about it. It's hard to kind of put a finger on it, but it was a feeling where I'm like, yep, I gotta be here. This is it. And so that's maybe something to take with you if you're going through, kind of the college decision process. It's like, sometimes you've just got to feel it out for yourself. And like I said, if I took other people's opinions, probably wouldn't be feeling it out for myself and I probably wouldn't be there. But I'm so, so happy that I kind of blocked out everybody and just focused on like, I literally, when I was walking through, I'm like, okay, so this is where I'd be walking to class. This is what I would be doing. And it made me really, really happy of like, where I am and where I'll be going and stuff. It was really cool to kind of make that decision for myself and really go fully off my gut. And actually, when I sent my sister a text of the school that I'm going to, and she's like, oh, why did you choose that school? I'm like, it just felt right. And I think to her, she was really, really happy that I said that. Because, you know, it was just 100% my decision. And I think when you're planning out your life, the decision should be yours. But then I do want to say that right when I made the decision, it definitely wasn't easy. Like, people that gave their opinions did not give up. Like, I felt like, again, everyone and their mothers were jumping at the bit to kind of spoil my decision and give their input. People that, like it would be like someone that like speaks with my mom regularly, where like they're not even in my lives. So I'm like, why do you care? Like, it's just, it's so weird. And I think it's something that we should like talk about more, because I think a lot of kids like me go through that, where I'm like, it's hard enough to make my own decision, and then you're just gonna like add your own flair to it or whatever. It's just weird. And I don't know, I feel like some people just can't really help themselves in giving advice, and you know, for holding back of not giving advice and not giving their opinions and stuff, which is maybe something us as a whole could work on. Or maybe I'm overestimating and not too many people go through that. But I know when I was deciding on my college, it was so annoying. And also, I remember like my dad hadn't toured the college right away, and so he was just taking other people's opinions and not really like going to tour the school. And then the moment he toured the school, he's like, oh yeah, I see why you love this university. I'm like, I know, I've been trying to tell you for how long? It's just, it's stuff like that where I think people in the future, especially parents, should probably just listen to their kids more in that avenue, because it's important. And I'm just happy that I kind of held my own in that category and that I chose the school I wanted to go to. Because, like I said a million times, I love the school more. It worked for me, and I'm the one going there. So I was really excited to share all of that with you. And then I kind of wanted to let you know that in a few weeks, I will be moving to this college, and we'll have so many more podcasts to record and talk about. So please give me any of your college questions or anything. I'd love to start answering kind of in, like, I could answer some high school questions too, because a lot of your time in high school, you spend thinking about college. And I've done my time in high school, and I'm so excited to start the new chapter and everything. It's like, I just found out what dorm I'm staying in. I figured out all of that. And now it's like, I'm buying stuff for my dorm and ready to move in, have a move-in date. It's just, it's getting kind of real, and I really can't wait to start recording those episodes and uploading them and having you all interact with me. Speaking about interaction, you should go email me. My email, it's college.podcast@gmail.com, and that's podcast plural, because I post multiple podcasts on one podcast. So yeah, and also in my description, you can see my email too. I have it linked down there. So yeah, please let me know what else you want me to talk about. But I think next week I'm going to take a little break from the college talk, because it went from high school and out to this, where it went from high school, summer, and college. And I think I want to take a little break and talk about some more stuff that I like to do other than work and college. Because I feel like a lot of my like fun facts and stuff and everything are about work, because work is kind of what I do, and I'm trying to change that. So can go along with me in my journey. But it is like almost time for me to go to bed. I worked all day today, then I had dinner, and I'm recording this, and I think I'm ready to kind of sign off. I feel like this was a pretty good episode for, or lengthwise for the topic, because I didn't want to get into like the boring stuff, but I just kind of wanted to go over how I really felt and what my main takeaways would be. And with that, I couldn't really, I don't know, I feel like I didn't stress this enough, where you don't have to have it all figured out. I think sometimes, like, I really didn't think about it much until I would say the beginning of senior year. And then I applied for early action is what it's called. I was calling it like early decision or something, but it's early action. Okay. So whenever I said early decision or the early thing, it's early action. That just took a while to come to me. But I applied for early action. So I really started thinking about it in September, and then applied in November. Like, well, actually in October. So really, I didn't spend much time thinking about college at all. And I think it worked out really, really well for me, which is just another example of how life works itself out. So that can be our ending mantra for the day. So thank you so much. And I hope life is working its way out for you all as well. You all have a great week, and I look forward so much to speaking with everyone next week. And don't forget to email me in with any questions, comments, criticism, topics, say hello, all of that on college.podcast@gmail.com. All right, I'm signing off. Choose people.